Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and this is your nightly news roundup. On the day before Thanksgiving, head coach Andy Reid informed us that quarterback Michael Vick and running back LeSean McCoy are both still in the initial stages of their post-concussion recovery. Reid said that Vick is a bit further along than McCoy at the moment, but if neither player is able to play this Monday night against the Carolina Panthers, the Eagles would move forward with a pair of rookies in quarterback Nick Foles and running back Bryce Brown. Let's start with Foles, who would be making his second consecutive start after last week's 31-6 loss to the Washington Redskins. Where does the third-round pick think he can improve?
There's a lot to learn from that game. Can't have any turnovers. Missed some throws I need to hit. Accuracy. And just keeping the rhythm of the game. So hopefully I take that and learn from it and move forward. When I miss a throw, I know why. Gotta make those throws, can't turn over the ball. Gotta be smart, that's the quarterback's job. And I play quarterback for a reason. I love having the ball in my hand. It's my job to make good decisions, and I, you know, didn't make the best decisions all. You know, I made some good ones, but I can't have the ones, you know, the bad ones I made.
As for Bryce Brown, the seventh round pick has been a bright spot this season, sparking a couple big plays with his dynamic speed. On the year, he's averaging 4.4 yards per carry, but he hasn't had more than 5 rushes in any single game this season. We caught up with the rookie, along with second-year running back Deion Lewis, to talk about what it would be like to fill Shady's shoes.
I'm excited. I haven't played in a long, long time. This is my first time starting, like I said, since high school, so I'm looking forward to the challenge and just the opportunity. You know, how I prepared here this far is how, you know, attack this week and prepare. Like I said, you know, I'm involved more, so my responsibility has to go up. Attention to detail has to go up. And, you know, I trust our coaches. I believe in our coaches, and they'll put us in position, myself as well, to be successful.
Oh, yeah, you know, a great opportunity to present yourself and go out there and get some playing time. So, you know, excited about that. So, you know, just got to keep working hard and good things happen.
Sticking with the rookies, one Eagle got the news he's been waiting all season for Wednesday, as second-round pick Vinny Curry found out he's likely to be active this week for the first time all season. The 2011 Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year is one of 2 second-round draft picks in the NFL who hasn't played a game this season, along with 49ers running back LaMichael James. But that will end this week, as Curry learned from defensive line coach Jim Washburn. A very motivated Curry can't wait to make his impact on the field.
I feel good, man. You know, I just, you know, like I told him out of me, you don't need to care. I'm going to play my ass off, you know. You know, I just try to do my best.
How hungry are you?
Man, I'm hungry, very hungry. Yep. So, you know, I just want to, you know, show everybody what I can do and what I can bring and what I can add already to our D-line, you know what I mean? So, I just want to be set up in the right position and, you know, to, you know, excel. I first seen it, y'all going to laugh, but when I first seen it on Twitter, I think it was you. I was seen on his Twitter, and then I was just like, oh, I wonder if it's true, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're kind of anxious to get back to work to see, you know, if it's true. But nah, it was true, and, you know, today Coach Wash told me I'm going to be up, and I'm just excited.
Curry also noted that throughout the waiting game of this rookie season for him, veterans like Brent Celek, Mike Patterson, D'Amico Ryans, and even Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy have been encouraging him to remain focused and hungry. For their part, those veterans have been fully impressed by Curry's work ethic.
Telling Vinny to keep working. You know, Vinny's a good player. You know, he's been, you know, not been able to get the reps, you know, but, you know, it's difficult for him because he was, you know, a higher drafted guy. But I just continue to tell him your time is going to come. But when your time comes, you have to be ready to, you know, show people what you got.
It's just his effort that he gives out there on the field. I mean, he's a good player. You know, he just haven't had a chance to really show his talents and stuff. So we're actually pretty excited to see him go out there because, you know, we've been seeing him this whole time and nobody else haven't. So we just know that, you know, he has good abilities and he's just real fast too.
Well, Vinny's a great player. I mean, I always tell him that. Going against him on the scout team, I always tell him, listen, there's one day where you're going to get your chance. And just be ready for it, you know. Don't be nervous. Enjoy it. Have fun. And you'll do fine. Because, you know, I know how I felt when I first played in my first game and I got an opportunity. And it's, you know, it's nerve-wracking. And especially him being from this area, you know, this is his team. So him playing for, you know, his hometown team is awesome. So I'm happy for him. I'll be rooting him on more than anybody.
DeSean Jackson has been with the Eagles 5 seasons now, and as he said after the loss to the Redskins, this is the lowest point record-wise that he's seen on an Eagles team. But that means that now that DeSean is a veteran, he and his teammates have an important role to play over these final 6 games.
I just, you know, say by going out there and just working hard, you know, I think everybody knows, you know, who to look to and, you know, who to count on when certain times get rough. So, you know, I think the guys do a good job of going out there and still working hard and, you know, just not giving up. So as long as we still do that, then, you know, things should be all right.
Andy Reid said Wednesday that veteran guard Jake Scott, who started last week at right guard mere days after he was signed off the street, will continue to be the starter this week. 2011 first-round pick Danny Watkins is still a little bit iffy because of his ankle injury, but Scott has also impressed enough to hold down the job for now. We got the reaction from both Scott and Watkins.
Well, I guess, you know, it wasn't, you know, not perfect. I mean, it's not, you know, obviously we lost, so it wasn't good enough, but I think I'll improve this week. I think I'll play even better this week.
Practice last week was definitely rusty. Coming back, it wasn't where it needed to be quite yet, so maybe this week.
Where do you stand now?
I don't know. I'm going to go on there and go find out right now. So it's just, you know, it's just such a, one of those things that's just kind of nagging and didn't realize how far it put me back. Well, yeah, I've been disappointed since I got injured. I mean, we're, team's not doing very well. You know, you want to be out there helping the guys and, you know, you're just not getting the wins and quarterbacks are getting pressured and hit. So yeah, it's frustrating. Can't be out there helping and you want to be contributing and doing something. So it's, you just want to pull your hair out. It's nothing you can do right now. So, you know, I'm just working hard, getting ready to get back out there.
Finally, the Eagles still have until next Tuesday to decide whether to activate All-Pro left tackle Jason Peters onto the active roster. Head coach Andy Reid updated Peters' status on Wednesday.
He came out, you know, he had just worked out, came out to support the guys.
Is there still any chance that he could return?
Well, there's a chance, yeah. I mean, there's a chance, but and that's not why he wasn't out practicing today. No, that's not what he was doing. Well, he's building up to play. I mean, that's his final goal is to play, and then so he's doing more work with the trainers as far as field drills and lateral cutting, trying to make sure he gets all that down and feels comfortable with it.
And that will do it for your nightly news roundup. The Eagles are off Thursday for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back on Friday with Eagles Live at noon and Eagles Nightly Friday night at 7 o'clock. I'm Bo Wolf, and for all of us here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.